Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the NFL world, the Patriots and running back Ramondre Stevenson reached an agreement on a four-year extension for $36 million, including $17 million fully guaranteed, and that's about $9 million per season. The fifth-year option for Najee Harris would have been around $7 million. And I'm here to tell you, friends, that Ramondre Stevenson is not Najee Harris. Najee Harris has had three straight 1,000-yard seasons, if unspectacular, at least consistent. Ramondre Stevenson played 12 games his rookie year, 606 yards. In 2022, he had 1,000 yards. And then last year, he had 619 yards. So if the Steelers did want to get something done with Najee Harris, or when Najee Harris decides if they allow him to hit free agency, he's going to be making over $10 million a season. Like, he's been at least a much more accomplished player than Ramondre Stevenson.
Yeah, he has, but do you think the Steelers now are going to be willing to shell out that money?
They weren't willing to shell out seven. Yeah, right. I doubt they'd be willing to shell out more.
Right, right.
And weirdly, the running back market has kind of bounced back a little bit with some of the deals that were signed this offseason. Like, let's say Najee Harris has a 1,500-yard season and like 12 touchdowns or something this year. You know, I would consider franchising him, but I don't know that I would ever want to tie myself to a running back for 4 years. Like, because you can be great, and then you can fall off real quick. Like, Todd Gurley, remember? Todd Gurley, right around that Le'Veon Bell period. Le'Veon Bell reportedly rejected a Steelers deal, and then, like, 2 days later, Todd Gurley signed for more money than Le'Veon Bell was considering signing for, and then Todd Gurley was never the same.
Right.
Like, you can be great, and then all of a sudden it goes away. I see this deal yesterday, and I go, okay, Najee Harris is absolutely not going to be a Steeler long-term. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
And I think that, like, Drake May is probably going to be the starter, and if Drake May has, you know, just like a rookie year, they're thinking, like, we need to be able to have some type of offense for the next coming years while Drake May gets his feet wet. Maybe we'll just pay Ramondre Stevenson because we know that he's, he's consistent in a way that we can revert to him if Drake May doesn't pan out in the next 2 years.
Yeah, you got a rookie quarterback. I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see that. I understand the logic in that. The Steelers, part of the reason why I don't think they wanted to commit guaranteed money to Najee Harris is because they're not 100% sure what their quarterback situation's like.
And they have a lot of faith in the other guy.
That's true.
That's why.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the depth chart for the Patriots. I'm like, is it the same situation or is it a different situation where Ramondre Stevenson is the feature back, but they have Antonio Gibson behind him too, and he's a pretty good number two back. So it's kind of the same situation. They just have a young quarterback now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that I would want to pay. In fact, I know I don't want to pay Najee Harris $7 million when he's going to be touching the ball 50% of the time.
Do you think that they would have picked up the option if Kenny Pickett was still here and he had the season he had last year?
No. No, I don't.
Mm-mm.
Because I still think that they didn't have their mind made up on whether Kenny clearly could be the guy or not. And so even if it wasn't Russ and Justin Fields this year, I think they'd be fairly in a similar situation where, like, we don't know what our quarterback deal's going to be
right.
a year or two from
right,
now.
Right.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.